Good morning. It's Joe McKenzie. I'm McKenzie, along with producer Porkchop, Liv the Web Girl. Joe has been basking away in the sun in Costa Rica. He'll be back tomorrow from vacay. We got to get to this. All right. We have Alan on the line. Alan has been subjected to some dirty, raunchy talk amongst the ladies at his place of work, and he doesn't quite know what to do, if he should rat them out, should he go to HR. Alan, thanks so much for joining us. Okay, so kind of give it to us, what's been happening.
Sure, Liv. So I work at a financial services company, and I am one of the younger people in the office. So, my team is a lot of, I'd say, middle-aged women, about twice my age. And, you know, it kind of started with just some raunchy jokes here and there. And
right.
It was, over the course of 2 years, and now it's just very explicit, just telling me things, very, details into their sex life.
Are they telling you directly, or are they kind of just talking amongst themselves and you're kind of just there?
Well, we all sit in the same room, so, we're all expected to listen to each other so we all know what's going on. It's impossible to escape it, pretty much.
Oh, and they're, getting dirty details into their sex lives.
Very, very dirty details.
Are they making eye contact with you?
Are they eating bananas as they're telling you about what's happening in their bedroom? 833 563-2539. Should Alan report these ladies? Now, I will say, let's think about it, if the roles were reversed, we would definitely, I feel like, tell a woman, yes, honey, go to HR. It's super inappropriate. It's just interesting that Alan. So what's the hesitation with this?
Well, calling HR is like calling the cops. If there's really a problem, you definitely do it. But if there's not, you're just a narc, and I don't want to be a narc. So
I get that. And I feel like, too, there's almost a double standard. I feel like, in today's age, if a woman comes to HR, it's they're very open ears and oh my gosh, what's happening? And people are like, wow, you're so brave, you're so strong. But if, a 25-year-old guy is these older women are,
really
raunchy
talking about
for
motorboating
me.
Around
exactly,
me. Help!
Exactly. It might be perceived a little bit different. So, I 1,000% get your hesitation.
All right. 833-563-2539. What should Alan do? But I get that you don't want to be a narc. I mean, the old saying, snitches get stitches. We feel you.
Alan, I think that these ladies might actually be interested in you. I bet you they think you're hot.
Would this be different if you were a...
Alan definitely doesn't have a confidence problem.
Absolutely, 100%. That is what's happening. They're into me. Are there any of these women you find attractive? Like you said, obviously they're older than you, but I'm just curious. We just want to gather all the information to decide.
Yeah, set the picture for us.
A little bit, yes.
You find some of them attractive?
Does this conversation turn you on?
Not personally, but they aren't attractive people.
Be real.
Does it turn you on a little bit, their dirty talk?
Sometimes, but there's definitely just a limit where it's just too many details,
Right.
So are you the only man in the room? Is it all women and then it's you?
No, there are other men, but they are in and out of the office a lot more than I am. And there are different people coming and going lately. So
you're really the one that's hearing the most of all of this dirty, raunchy talk.
And are you scared this could get turned around on you sometime? Because you're they're talking and you're kind of partaking, even just being there. Are you scared they'll maybe turn it around on you and say, oh my gosh, Alan?
I just try to stay quiet for all that.
All right, Alan.
That's smart.
I've got Rachel on the phone, and I could just tell by Rachel's voice, she sounds like an HR lady. So I bet you she had some good advice. Rachel, what do you want to say?
Good morning. I was just curious if you had ever let them know that it made you uncomfortable or ever said hey guys, let's get back to work, anything like that, just to try to attempt to resolve it, because it may not need to be escalated to HR. And I used to work in HR, but I don't anymore.
Yes, I have. Anytime I say anything about it, though, it's more of just a joke.
Right.
It comes off as that, we always are joking.
Right.
I have gotten up and just walked out and just said, whenever you guys are done, let me know.
So you took a stand. I want to ask Rachel, when you go to HR, the person knows you ratted them out, right? Because you tell that person usually.
Can you be anonymous?
Can you be anonymous, or is that not a thing? You have to address it.
You can try to conduct an investigation with someone being anonymous, but in this particular situation, he's the only male in the room,
right?
And the complaint comes forward, it will be obvious that it is him.
Yeah,
so
but
someone said
protected from any kind of retaliation,
right?
And if you're not, then I would file with your local EEOC because you shouldn't be uncomfortable in the workplace.
That's true. If someone said, like, someone with the name of Meat has been reporting you to HR, Pork Chop, I would know it was you.
Yeah, so I think, Alan, maybe just keep walking out and maybe they'll get the hint. And it's really hard, too, because I feel like when you're in that situation, you kind of make jokes to kind of deflect how uncomfortable you are. But yeah, I would just keep walking out and maybe they'll get the hint.
I still think if you're the only man in the room, that means there's just a lot of estrogen and they're just flirting with you.
Okay, poor job.
It's Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now.
Good morning. It's Joe McKenzie. I'm McKenzie, along with producer Porkchop, Liv the Web Girl. And Liv, I'm so proud of you. She got her ashes for Ash Wednesday. It's the kickoff of Lent.
I did.
If you're Catholic. All right. So here's a big thing. The Pope urging Catholics, so Pope Francis, is saying, hey, instead of giving up like candy, give up trolling and stop insulting people on social media. I don't troll people on social media, but I think that's wonderful to urge people to do that.
I think it's really good. One, I love our Pope. If you don't know anything about the current Pope, you should look some information up about him. He is actually like a very cool dude. He's very active on Twitter. So like look up his Twitter.
He's with the times.
He's with the times, which I think is very important because it's a very, very different world out there. Mm-hmm. And I think that's so true. I mean, so many kids and just like teenagers and even adults, they spend way more time on Twitter or Instagram trolling people than they are like putting candy in their body. What is going to hurt your character and who you are more? Having some extra candy or trolling and judging people online? I think the latter, you know?
Of course. I think that's awesome. Hopefully you don't troll people, but if you are a secret troll, give it up.
Well, I've even thought about giving up, like limiting my time on Instagram, because obviously being on Instagram and being on social media is a part of our job. Mm-hmm. So I can't give it up totally, but maybe limiting my time, because I find myself when I am on social media and I'm scrolling through Instagram, sometimes I make rash judgments about people I see or about their posts. I instantly will make a rash judgment and then I'm like, wait a minute, I have no idea. Or sometimes I start comparing myself, which just puts me down and makes me feel less value about myself, which like I shouldn't be valuing myself based on other people's Instagram post.
Right. And it's a black hole. When I put my phone up somewhere and, to be honest, like lose it and don't remember where I put it and I do other things, I get so much more accomplished.
Exactly. Right? Which I feel like is better for you. So I've been thinking about limiting myself, but there are definitely some things I think I'm going to be giving up and doing. Are you going to give up anything?
Okay. So my daughter was like, Mommy, you should give up Starbucks.
Oh my gosh.
And I was like, I just don't think I have it in me.
That
would be a very great challenge for me. I just don't. I want to be true to like what I think I'm capable of.
What you're capable of, something that's going to be realistic that you can actually do for, 40 days. Because that's like how long Lent is. And also, I think something that like is going to better yourself. So maybe.
I mean, I guess that would save me money.
It would save you money. But at the same time, right. Like with our jobs, caffeine is like
essential.
Literally essential
when
to my job.
You get up at 3 a.m, you yes. need that kick. And today, I mean, I brought a Bang Energy. It's just not going to get the job done.
Right.
Like my extra shot latte that I love so much.
Exactly. But. So sometimes like I am instead of trying to like do something instead of giving up, which I think can sometimes be more beneficial. So I am trying to journal every single day.
Oh, that's cool.
Because I find when I journal, I'm very like clear with like what path I
wanna
take, my
yes.
goals. And also, I have given up listening to music and podcasts in the morning. So a couple times when I'm driving into work, I won't listen to any music or podcast, and I'll spend the time kind of like praying and just like meditating, getting my mind right. But I'm deciding to do that every single morning for these next
until
40 days.
Until our show starts, of course. And then
yeah,
you
and
gotta
then
listen.
We turn it on.
Chops, what are you giving up?
I already do things in moderation, so
I'm perfect.
Well,
besides
for Call of Duty,
there's yeah. nothing I obsess with, so I guess I don't have to give anything.
There's
up.
Nothing you obsessed with.
Nope.
Well,
your boyfriend,
I know, but it's
which
not
is
about.
So cute.
it's not about things that you obsess with that you're taking away. It's just something that is a little bit of a sacrifice to remind you the kind of sacrifice that, like, our Lord has taken.
You guys would be shocked. This actually worked for me last year. You're going to die. You're not going to believe me when I tell you this because you know me. I was on time. I was punctual for a good throughout the Lenten season last year.
It's a miracle.
Yeah, maybe we need to just bring that back.
Always for everything, but I made a point, and what a stress reliever it is to give yourself actually enough time to get from point A to point B. I feel like a refresher, maybe I will do that again, because it really was a game changer, and I have fallen far, far off the wagon from that.
Yeah, maybe she can better herself and maybe better everyone else, too.
I will try.